Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Got MLB.com Padres insider AJ Cassaville joining us at 8:40. He is also covering the National League Championship Series, so he was there, Chavez Ravine, last night when the Atlanta Braves were poised to move to the brink of the World Series,
crazy.
Erase the demons of last year's 3-1 collapse against the Dodgers, and now they have got to be feeling like today is almost must-win. I mean, it's not just like yesterday technically wasn't a must-win game for the Dodgers, but if you can end up 2-2 against the Dodgers, and you know now we got to win two out of the next three against this team, you feel terrible. Now, if you win today, you're in great shape. You're in great shape. You got a 3-1 lead. You got two more games at home the rest of the series. 2-2, you're feeling awful if you're an Atlanta Braves fan. So this is absolutely pivotal, pivotal game.
Well, the good news is the Atlanta Braves have a secret weapon. And that secret weapon's name is Dave Roberts. And so as long as Dave Roberts is there, the Atlanta Braves will always have a
chance. Ben, you do a great job.
They'll always have a chance. You didn't hear anything I just said, did you?
Yeah, as long as Dave Roberts is managing the Dodgers,
Who's the
Braves have
weapon?
A chance.
Who's the secret weapon?
Dave Roberts.
Yes! You are a better multitasker than I give you credit for. What's going on?
You know more
there?
About basketball and soccer than I give you credit for. It's amazing. We're learning things about each other today. Crazy. AJ will join us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.
You're treating Ben like I treat my son. You're not listening to me. Please pay attention to me. When I tell you to do something, just do it. It's very, very common. He is not a good listener. Not you.
Now, are you a good listener when Hannah is talking to you?
Yeah, I'm a great listener.
Okay, see, now I'm just as bad of a listener when Shelley is talking to me as when you are talking to me. I'm just not a great listener. I know it can be viewed as disrespectful, but I can only do one thing at a time.
You're not a good multitasker.
No, and if I'm doing something else and you haven't snapped me in to full attention, then I'm not going to hear you. It's not because I don't care what you're saying. It's just I've got my brain focused on something else right now. And you never really grabbed the lead position in where my attention is.
I got it.
So I don't know what you said.
I got it.
In that case, you actually still had some of my attention, even though I was looking in a different direction.
Anyway.
Well, actually, that brings up a story. Your Dave Roberts disdain is becoming legendary.
How so?
Shelley was working at the Siegel yesterday, and she was sitting at the bar, and a guy she completely doesn't know is like two seats next to her, and she and Patty at the Regal Siegel, you know Patty,
yep,
having a conversation and about Dave Roberts and who likes Dave Roberts and who doesn't. And the guy who she completely doesn't know pipes in, well, Woods hates him. Like, who are you and why are you jumping into this conversation with Woods' opinion on the subject?
It's maybe my favorite story that you've ever told. That is, whoever you are, my friend, your next beer is on me. You know, and solid. I've met Dave. My best friend's dad is his agent. I've met him. He's a nice enough guy. But when he pulls the garbage that he has pulled here in San Diego, yeah, you're going to lose me, man. When you
when you go after Andy Green and try to fight Andy Green, when you hold yourself,
really, that's what's gonna it's holding you back. The Andy Green confrontation.
No, I thought that was garbage, though. I did at the time, and I still do. But the Andy Green thing, the every chance he takes to knock San Diego, yeah, it bugs me. It bugs me. And then the whole I'm Lord of Baseball, and you don't show up a Hall of Famer like Clayton Kershaw if you're Trent Grissom. You know, that kind of stuff, dude, has always rubbed me the wrong way. You guys know that. I said the same stuff about Justin Verlander. I mean, anybody that gets on their high horse so hard.
What was your reaction to Grissom's reaction to his home run?
It's his job, though, to do that for his players, to be the bad-looking guy.
Fine.
To stand up for his players and not necessarily be liked by you.
You know what my job is to go against everything the Dodgers say and
fair enough.
So that's, I mean,
we're all just playing our roles right now. Dave's playing his, you're playing yours.
No, it's not a role. There's a genuine disdain. There's a genuine disdain for him. But again, it's not a person. I don't know him personally. It's the way he talks. It's the way he acts. It's the way he manages. Actually, I love the way he manages. Keep it up.
All right, I've got some good news for the Tier 1 listeners. If you can make it all the way through the three stories of the Rondo Report, reward you with a chance to win some SD Loyal tickets. But you have to make it through.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
It's kind of, it feels like.
No,
put you to sleep or you may change the channel. If you can just grind this out for the next 5 minutes.
I'm saying, you suffer through these next 8 minutes.
You don't have to answer a trivia question about it. You just have to make it through to the end.
You just have to bear with us here while we let Paul talk.
Hey, if you guys don't mind, we're going to, our producer needs his ego stroked a minute, so we gave him his own segment. So if you could just grind this out.
We're calling this the Rondo Report Challenge, and if you make it through, you can win.
On the other side, there's a pair of tickets to the Loyal.
Pauly, hit it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
Now, Ben has really set you up for success here. So, guys, try not to fall asleep.
You've already made it through the open successfully. You're still here. Now we'll let Pauly do some talking and see if he can make it.
This thing better be out of this world today. My God.
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Right,
I don't want to play anymore.
It would be like if I came in and go, hey, everybody, Ben had an idea for a bit. It's maybe the worst thing you've ever heard. Here it is.
But if you make it through,
you know what?
We'll give you a prize.
We'll give you a sandwich at the end.
Oh, my God. Go figure. This comes on a relatively slow morning.
There we go.
But we had a juicy story in the NBA. We talked about the Ben Simmons stuff with the 76ers, but
uh-oh. Woods is out. No Loyal tickets for you.
Jeff Schwartz, the agent for Kings forward Marvin Bagley, kind of went out of character yesterday and went off on the Sacramento Kings. He is very upset with the Kings because they're not just not playing Marvin Bagley, his client, the number two overall pick a couple years ago. He's not in the starting lineup. He's not even in their rotation anymore. He didn't sign an extension before the deadline. It seems that he wants out of Sacramento, but he hasn't come out and like demanded a trade. He hasn't held out from training camp or skipped practices or anything like that. They're just not playing him anymore. And here's what the agent had to say. He said, Sacramento has informed Marvin Bagley he is not in the opening night rotation, which is completely baffling. It's clear that they have no plans for him in the future, and yet passed on potential deals at last year's deadline and this summer based on, quote, value. Instead, they chose to bring him back but not play him, a move completely contradictory to their value argument.
So normally I would say, all right, pipe down, Mr. Agent, but Jeff Schwartz is not Drew Rosenhaus. He is not one of the agents that you normally hear word one from. In fact, would it be surprising for you to learn that Jeff Schwartz has like more clients worth more money than any other agent in the NBA, and you don't really even know his name.
I've never heard of
because
him.
He doesn't pull this sort of stuff.
He's got 36 NBA clients under contract for more than $450 million.
Yeah, and he never says a word,
which makes me think, okay, if this has risen to the level where he is doing this, maybe the Kings are in the wrong here on this situation.
Sounds like it, man. Sounds like it.
The Kings are saying, well, Luke Walton wants to go with a smaller rotation, blah, 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 blah. But their argument was...
Get my guy out of there.
They got trade offers, and they said, no, he's better than these guys. We're not trading him. And then you come to the season opener, and he's not even a thought. He's not going to play at all.
That's terrible.
It makes no sense. Any more thoughts, Woodsy?
No, I'm good.
But you've now made it through one-third... of the Rindle Report. You're still here.
You're gritting your
closing
teeth.
Closing in
one
on those
step
loyal
closer.
Tickets.
I'll switch over to college basketball. The top 25 preseason rankings came out. Gonzaga, the near unanimous number one pick. They were one loss shy of going undefeated last year, but that loss came in the championship game against Baylor. They got 55 first place votes out of the 63 votes to take number one. Number two, UCLA. And then the Aztecs, they came up in the others receiving votes column to start off the 2021 campaign.
That surprises me. Not
well,
top 25.
They rarely are in the top 25 to start the season. They play their way in. That's what's so great about San Diego State.
They got to get to like 8-0 and then they'll get in.
Yeah. Obviously they lost Matt Mitchell, a couple of key guys, seniors. But they've got some good players coming in. My guess is they will be in the top 25 after a couple of weeks when they win games. They beat UCLA last year. That went to the Final Four. That is now number 2 in the country. Yep. They win these games. They do it on the court. Colorado State's actually picked, I think, slightly higher than they are in the Mountain West. Today is the media day, so they'll have the official poll, but Aztecs are expected to be picked second. But who knows what actually will happen. All right, two-thirds of the way through. Wow. You're almost there, people. You've almost made it. You've almost gotten through all the suffering, and the prize is right there on
the
end.
Right there, you can taste it.
And finally, love to celebrate big birthdays. Got the big 5-0 today for Snoop Dogg.
You may, right, ben, you may have been right, Ben, actually. You may have been right. You may have been. Ben may have really hit it on the head with this one today.
Did you know Snoop Dogg's still touring?
I did not, Paul. I did not know he was still touring.
Does he have a massive birthday party plan? Some unbelievable details of a bash that is just going to be
so much
legendary?
So much marijuana there.
He's
so
touring.
Like that DEA story you told?
Yes, yes.
There's going to be a big pit, and they're just going to burn it all. And
450 tons.
Everyone in the party is just going to be completely stoned.
He's part of the group Mount Westmore, which is Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, E-40, and Too Short. They're all still doing it.
I would pay a few $100 to go see those guys. Those guys, that's like the legends of rap music. All right.
You can see Snoop anytime you want. He's on commercials.
Yeah,
he's all over the place.
He does everything.
Yeah, he does.
You can see him doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
He's a renaissance man. All right. That's a Rindle Report.
Oh, which congratulations. You have successfully navigated today's Rindle Report. And if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to see the SD Loyal take on the Oakland Roots this Sunday, October 24th, last home match before the playoffs. Tickets start at just $10.24 for Fan Appreciation Day. Go to sdloyal.com/tickets to get yours, or you can win a pair now. Third caller, 833-288-0973. If there's anyone left, 833-288-0973. Call now, and Pauly will take your call during the break and send you those SD Loyal tickets. Any idea why?
He may just walk out of the studio.
Any idea why it's $10.24, Woods, for Fan Appreciation Day?
The date?
Yeah, 10/24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
You are so sharp today. I can't get anything past you at all.
No.
Did you take your Adderall this morning?
I did.
Goodness gracious, you are locked in.
I'm locked in. Feel good. Played golf yesterday. A little rejuvenation of the body, mind, and soul. And I feel great.
Look at all these people calling in. Every single one of them made it through the Rindle Report.
They sure did. It's amazing.
I'm so proud of you people out there.
The Garks tweeted in, the Rindle Report is top 3 bits on Ben and Woods.
Yep. That's true.
He can have the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of Ben and Woods bits. Top 4.
just got worked today. Paulie got worked. Ben's little cutting ways of insulting you, it hurts more when it comes from him.
Oh, yeah. I expect it from you.
Yeah, expect it from me.
It just rolls right up.
It just, he cuts. Him. He cuts deep. I
expect
remember
it better from you, Ben.
One time we were playing golf, and I was about 140 yards out, and I hit like an 8-iron. And I bladed it. I hit it as thin as could be. And it was screaming towards the green. Screaming over the green. But it hit this big, tall, high sand trap. And landed, buried in there. Ben goes, Woodsy, you're fine. The sand trap stopped it. And I went, oh, God, it hurts more. Playing golf with Ben, I've decided, it gives me anxiety. I get nervous around him playing golf. It's very strange.
Fine. I get nervous doing a radio show with you. So I've got to do it. Every single day for hours and hours. We play golf maybe like once a month or two.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, I've got it much worse than you do.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we've got AJ Cassavell coming up. We got double playoff action again today. Set you up for that. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Woodsy got a little news to share with us involving the Thursday night football matchup tomorrow, especially if you might put money on the game. This could be very important.
Baker Mayfield is out. Case Keenum is in.
Case Keenum now plays for the Cleveland Browns.
He does.
Eighth different NFL team.
Wow.
Been around a while, around the block. If you're Case Keenum and you get that news today, are you excited, or are you like, I just like being the backup?
No, I'm excited.
You want to play.
I think so.
You still want to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to just stand on the sideline, hold a clipboard, and collect a nice check.
Probably in the wrong business then.
All right.
That's
just checking.
If that's your attitude. I mean, I'm sure there are guys that, think that way, but I don't know, man. Case Keenum, if you're going to grind through a career, Ben, and like you said, play with eight different teams, something tells me you love the game. He played 6 years in college, you were just telling me. He would get hurt, would get another year of eligibility. Clearly, this dude loves football. I don't know that they can pull off the win now. I mean, Baker's been up and down this year. He's been banged up. You look at that team, and they have so much talent around him. You just kind of wonder what the hell's going on, but I don't like their chances as much as I did with Baker under center.
He's only been a full-time starter twice in his career. 2017, started 14 games for the Vikings. 2018, started all 16 games for the Broncos. Only attempted 10 passes last year when he was with the Browns, backing up Baker Mayfield. So now he's going to actually have to start and
start a game,
play a game on Thursday night against the Broncos.
In Cleveland or in Denver?
I believe it is in Cleveland.
All right. I mean, obviously, you never know what can happen, but I went immediately to my my gambling website, and it's not up. You can't bet on it.
They're very fast.
They are so fast.
They're not the only ones keeping an eye on alerts for quarterback injuries. They need to react quickly to that sort of thing in order to not make a mistake. The schedule today for the ALCS and NLCS makes a little more sense.
Lay it on me.
You've got the early game today is the ALCS game, so 2:08 Pacific time, but 5 o'clock Eastern.
Perfect.
Game 5 between the Astros and the Red Sox, tied at 2, so that series flips one way or the other. It'll be Framber Valdez against Chris Sale in a rematch of Game 1. Neither pitcher made it out of the third inning in that first game. It's been a lot of bullpens used in all of the games in the ALCS and NLCS for the most part this season. So one of those two pitchers, if they could step up, give their team a real advantage in this game.
It's wild to me, and I know Chris Sale's coming off of surgery, Tommy John, I believe, but it's wild to me to watch him struggle. You know, I think his ERA in the postseason right now is about 14. It's weird. He was such a dominant pitcher, and I know he's working his way back. But holy cow! I mean, you'd typically look at it and go, "Oh my God!" If you're a Red Sox fan, you're like, "We got Chris Sale on the bump today. We're feeling good." It's weird to watch Chris Sale and bite your nails a little bit. Just like I'm sure it was really weird for Dodger fans yesterday to watch Walker Buehler go three and a third?
Yeah, a walk with the bases loaded from Walker Buehler?
Right, that's in the name.
Yeah, but not usually.
He's
that's
not strikeout
very
Buehler,
unusual.
It's Walker Buehler.
So the ALCS has been on FS1,
mm-hmm.
and their pre- and post-game team includes Alex Rodriguez, and they're set up live there at Fenway Park on site, which means A-Rod's very close to the Red Sox fans, who obviously with the rivalry between the Yankees over the years, you know, they've not liked A-Rod very much.
Well, him and Veritek getting into it.
They were heckling him yesterday. I wanted to ask you whether you felt this even crossed the line for Boston fans. They were chanting at him, J-Lo and Affleck.
Oh.
And I think everyone realizes that A-Rod was pretty busted up about the breakup with Jennifer Lopez.
It's gnarly.
And it can't be easy to see her going back to Ben Affleck now. Is that even too much for like a heckle?
No.
Like that's out of bounds.
No. No, if it's not.
He's not a player.
But if it's not.
He's just sitting there broadcast. He's just sitting there on the desk giving his analysis of the game.
He's a Yankee. You're a Red Sox. He tried to fight Jason Veritek. Jason Veritek never took his mask off.
It was a long time ago.
Long time ago, but those things don't die. It never dies. No, that doesn't cross the line. The only thing that crosses the line...
You take pleasure in a man losing the love of his life.
Yes.
Ouch.
If it's against your biggest rival, right? Then yes. I think it's all in harm. It's harmless, good fun. The only time I think heckling crosses the line is when it's racial, when it's maybe about sexual orientation, things like that. Yeah, that crosses a line. There's no call for that. But to
but not to rub a guy's face in losing his significant other. That doesn't.
I think it also depends. Okay, look, let's be honest. I think it also depends on the guy. You guys know about the Ben Zobrist story?
The Ben Zobrist story. Former Ray Ben Zobrist.
And former Cub Ben Zobrist. Really sad story. His wife, they were married, and they had a pastor that was their kind of counselor and their rock that they leaned on. Well, one of them leaned on that pastor a little bit harder than the other one, and it wasn't Ben. See what I'm saying?
I see, yes.
Ben would call that pastor from the road for advice about how to, behave as a Christian man and a husband. And meanwhile, pastor is leaning on Mrs. Zobrist real good. And so that crosses the line there. That Ben Zobrist is not a guy you want to heckle. A-Rod
so
is a guy.
So Cardinals fans, when he was with the Cubs, shouldn't heckle him about that?
Yeah, like throw Bibles and
but
stuff at
A-Rod,
him.
A-Rod, you can heckle.
Yeah, it's A-Rod. A-Rod brings a lot of it on himself.
He takes shirtless pictures,
yes,
staring at himself in a mirror.
You bring a lot of it on yourself, I think. I don't think that crosses the line at all. I'm sure it stung.
He hasn't really done anything to bring anything on himself in the last 10 years or so. He's conducted himself pretty well as a broadcaster.
The broadcaster, he's not that great as a broadcaster. He's fine. He's a very smart baseball guy, but it just sometimes doesn't translate. That's just my opinion. But no, I think that's not out of line at all. You don't want to. I think if you go after somebody personally, like with their their appearance.
There's nothing more personal than losing a significant other.
I mean personal like the way they look, you know, if they have
things about yourself that you can't change.
That you can't change.
Like the fact that you lost your significant other
he
to someone else.
He could have changed that, though.
You don't know that he could have. I mean, maybe they she just grew out of love with him.
I don't think so.
There's nothing he could have done.
I don't think it crosses the line. I mean,
from all reports, he worshipped her.
I've heard other reports.
Really? Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, all's fair in love and war in baseball, I think, too. And that heckling is harmless heckling. If you're him, you're like, these SOBs. I mean, you almost have to laugh and like, yeah, they got me again. Yeah, and one of their own, their native sons, Ben Affleck, you know, the Yankee fan J-Lo goes back to the Boston kid. I think it's great.
And then game four, National League Championship Series, Braves, Dodgers, bullpen day for the Braves, Julio Urías for the Dodgers. AJ Cassaville is covering that series for MLB.com. He will join us coming up in our last segment. It is just minutes away. First, a reminder, get ready for the Penske Lincoln Bennett Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino, open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Talk to AJ, NLCS, Padres, rumors, anything he's hearing, coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. This hour of Bennett Woods is brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program. Visit cleanca.com. Small changes like not littering can have a major impact upon our rivers, lakes, and oceans. Please do the right thing to help keep our highways and waterways clean. Get more from Caltrans Stormwater Program at cleanca.com. We got AJ joining us, AJ Cassaville, covering the NLCS and the Padres offseason. Right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, joined by one of our favorites, MLB.com Padres reporter, and now on the NLCS beat this week, AJ Cassaville with us here on Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. I guess you feel like you drew a pretty entertaining series considering the first three games have all come down to the absolute wire, tense October baseball. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, and I drew the NLDS between the Giants and Dodgers too, and that was pretty wild as well. So these games are, this is all you could really ask for if you're covering it. You just want games that are close and entertaining and have lots of storylines. And I mean, on both sides of the league championship series, they've been close, they've been entertaining, and they've had lots of storylines. So I am enjoying watching this baseball.
You know, AJ, it's so hard to predict baseball in general, but it's very, very difficult to predict in October. And you see bullpen usage, you see teams going out, thinking outside the box, and I think you see teams overthinking at times, and I know the results, obviously, at the end of the day, the results speak the loudest. But what has been your kind of overall take on both managers, Snitker, Dave Roberts, and their management of their pitching staff so far?
Yeah, I mean, if we're just talking NLCS, I think you said overthinking. I think the Dodgers have kind of overthought this one. And I think my general take on Dave Roberts and the way the Dodgers have handled their pitching staff for the last five seasons is that maybe they catch a little bit too much criticism when things go wrong. I thought the 2017 and 18 World Series in particular, they caught a lot of heat, and really they were just facing some good teams. And as we learned later with the Astros, maybe some good teams that weren't doing some very up-and-up things. So, like, I thought they got too much criticism there. But then you go to the 19 NLDS, and you have Kershaw pitching in relief. And then, I mean, this series has kind of just been bizarre, the way that Julio Urías is your game four starter, and you have other options, and you still go to him in the eighth inning in that game too. There's just, to me, been a little too much tinkering and maneuvering, and when it's not necessary. And that's what gets me is with some of Dave Roberts' decisions. Going to Scherzer in game five, I get you won that game, but I mean, you have a lot of really good relievers who could fill that role too, including Kenley Jansen and Blake Treinen, who have done it all year. With Urías, you had options there too. You want to go to, I completely understand going to starting pitchers when you need to in relief in the postseason. The way I've seen it in when Dave Roberts has done it this postseason, they haven't needed to. Their bullpen is pretty good, and those spots haven't necessarily called for those guys. And we saw the effects of what pitching in relief and then starting did to Max Scherzer. And I wouldn't be surprised if today in game four, Julio Urías deals with some of the same. It's hard. I mean, we like to say, oh, it's just his throw day. It's when he would be throwing his bullpen anyway. But it's not that simple to just to throw an inning in a major league game and the way your body feels after that and then go out there and pitch when you're accustomed to not doing it that way. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get the full 100% version of Julio Urías today. But then again, the postseason and maybe adrenaline carries you.
It's so funny too, AJ, because yesterday I'm watching the game and like, I'm like, who the fudge is Evan Phillips and where has he been?
I must say I had the same thought.
and he comes in and what did he throw? Inning and two thirds, scoreless.
Good.
Yeah, he was really. I'm like, this is it's paralysis by a net. Like the overthinking that goes in. And I can't say I wouldn't do the same or you wouldn't do the same. But it for a slow game, for the game that is as slow as baseball. It'll speed up on you real, real fast. And once you start trying to look four or five moves down the road, and then you got to also plan for the next couple of days, you can see at times why you would get a little bit panicked and go, I'm just going to go with Urías here because I trust him, right? Like, it's just crazy. But, you never, never know. And in the playoffs, results matter more than process, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think if there's one critique of the Dodgers, just generally speaking, their managerial style, maybe as far back as like 2013 when this kind of run began, was that it's that they haven't allowed the Evan Phillipses or whoever else it had in their bullpen to thrive, and they've kind of over relied on their one or two big arms, and that includes Clayton Kershaw. I know we like to joke about playoff Kershaw, but so many of those times. They're running him back out there on 3 days rest when they have other options there. And maybe yesterday was an example of like, here's what happens when you just trust your guys. I mean, I know for a fact that those guys were only out there because the Dodgers were losing 5-2 and their chances of winning that game were small.
Yeah.
And honestly, their best path to win the series was just to kind of not concede the game, but not go with Blake Treinen and Kenley Jansen and have those guys in games 4 and 5. And look what happens. Look what happens when you trust your guys. And I think, I mean, I've spent all this time kind of analyzing Dave Roberts right now, but I think Brian Snitker is kind of the opposite there. I think he more or less, and there are, he has some faults, but more or less just kind of trusts his guys to do what they're going to do. And, I mean, yesterday is a brutal, brutal loss for the Braves, but I don't know that you can – I don't know how much you can blame on the manager.
Yeah,
I think,
true.
I think that was a really good pitch. That was a really good pitch to Cody Bellinger that Cody Bellinger hit out. And, I mean – Charlie Morton allowing him to go five and to be able to kind of save the bullpen and they got all their leverage arms in there and sometimes you just get beat and that's what happened. But what I'm seeing, I guess, is a juxtaposition between two managers, one of whom kind of trusts his entire staff and obviously some guys more than others, and the other of whom is maybe has a few guys that he feels comfortable with and a few guys he doesn't, and he's going to ride the guys that he feels comfortable with or perhaps into the ground.
I said to Woods, I thought the Braves played better in Game 3 than they did in Games 1 or 2.
No doubt about it.
When they won. And they lost. AJ Cassaville is with us covering the NLCS for MLB.com. I'd like you to be Switzerland on this question, AJ, but Dave Roberts, after the game, said, never heard it louder at Dodger Stadium than in that eighth inning rally. We also saw a lot of brake lights leaving the game in the seventh. We saw that it wasn't even a sellout. Now, you haven't seen every game in Dodger Stadium, so I know you can't necessarily comment on that. But in terms of just the atmosphere of being there compared to like reopening day at Petco Park this year, what was it like being there, you know, for that comeback by the Dodgers?
Well, I don't think it's the loudest I've ever heard it. I was there in 2013 when, also against the Braves, when Juan Uribe hit a go-ahead home run, I think it was also in the eighth inning. And I think it was, to me, louder then. Maybe that was like, that was the Dodgers' first year of the run that they're on now. This is, I guess, year number 9. I will say, I have never heard Dodger Stadium quieter or more lifeless than it was for the first seven innings, or maybe not the first seven innings. That's unfair. Innings four through seven after the Braves took the lead. There was to me like a sense of resignation that this was kind of the end of it. And I was almost shocked by how quiet it was. And then I think to that point, like when Bellinger homers, there's a lot of like pent up energy there that, I mean, it was loud. It was rocking. The press box was shaking a little bit. But I mean, look, it's a big stadium. I know Petco Park would be sold out for the first home game of an NLCS, but I'm not going to go too into the details of why that is. But it got very loud when Bellinger homered, and it was pretty dead up until then. And I think you can kind of understand that given like where it felt the season was headed for them. We all in the press box kind of, I don't know that anyone envisioned the Dodgers losing that game going into it because of how just good they are and who they had on the mound. But once they fell behind, you really got the sense that that was it. And all of a sudden, one swing changes that.
Yeah, probably some stories had to be rewritten and restarted up there in the press box, which I know is always your favorite thing. Talking to the great AJ Cassavell. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm not the one writing the immediate post-game story.
So right.
This is another reason why the playoffs are fun for me right now is that we have two excellent beat writers in Atlanta and Los Angeles who are scrambling to rewrite their stories while I'm just kind of soaking in the moment.
So what are you hearing? I haven't talked to you in a while. I don't know if you guys talked to AJ when I was out sick or whatever, but it's been a while. I wanted to get kind of your temperature on where the Padres managerial search is at this time. Enough Dodger talk
and what people are talking about in the press box.
Yeah,
because people talk in the press box.
People
I know
do
that.
Talk, and I know you're wired in to a lot of people. Where do you kind of fall? And I'm asking you to not be Switzerland here. I'm asking you to be some other country and kind of give us your opinion on A, what the Padres will do and what the Padres should do.
Well, so I think where things stand right now is. They've started reaching out to candidates and talking to candidates, I guess, to kind of maybe gauge interest and see perhaps schedule interviews and whatnot. But I don't think we're to the point where, like, they're narrowing candidates down through the interview process. So this is – I mean, if you're looking at this to the scale of how it happened in 2019, I think it's moving a little slower in that regard. And so, like – the Padres are understandably, and they are always this way with their manager searches, have been tight-lipped. And so I don't know where we're going to, like, where we're going to know kind of who's involved in the mix. But what I will say is I think the Padres would do well to hire. If you look at kind of the way the season unraveled a little bit down the stretch, the key is that I mean, the guys on the field, you can blame injuries all you want. You can blame the fact that they didn't acquire guys at the deadline, but the guys in the field underperformed when they started underperforming, they weren't able to kind of pull out of it. And you need a manager that's either been there or has what it takes to pull a spiraling team and turn it back into what it's capable of being. And so I don't know the specifics of who exactly they're looking at, and I'm not going to pontificate on who it should be, but I just know that baseball is a hard game and it's a long season, and when things go awry, I think we give managers, generally speaking, we give managers maybe too much credit, too much blame for the day-to-day managerial tactical decisions, where during the regular season their biggest job is to keep a clubhouse moving in the right direction, and that didn't happen this season, and that's what the Padres need to be looking for in this search.
And that's something that Mike Schilt has been praised for quite a bit during his time as the St. Louis Cardinals manager. He's the only one that's been reportedly offered an interview by the Padres as well. That can't necessarily be a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, that fit makes sense given what I just said about where the Padres season unraveled in 2021 and what they might be looking for. But, I mean, there's a lot of factors that are going to go into this. There's a lot of factors in terms of the front office and how it might mesh with a manager. And obviously we know that, I mean, AJ Preller has been, I mean, there's been a lot said and written about kind of the way he handles the coaching staff and some of the decisions. And so I don't know where this is headed exactly, but I know that Mike Schilt is not, there's he's a guy that's going to be looked at and going to be interviewed, but there's going to be multiple guys alongside him. And I, like I said, I don't know how far along we are in this process for me to come to any conclusions about like the exact guy, but I can say what I think the Padres would be well served to go after. And Mike Shildt has a lot of those qualities.
Well, AJ, enjoy game four this evening at Dodger Stadium. We might be headed toward another Game 6 or Game 7 return trip to Atlanta, so keep an eye on that one. And then the World Series coming up. As always, appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm not supposed to root. I'm supposed to be unbiased, but I wouldn't mind driving home to San Diego on Thursday night and my season being done at coverage, and I can start covering the offseason.
The only way that could happen would be if the Braves win the next two games.
That's exactly right.
Just pointing that out.
Way to read between the lines there.
Was that not
a subtle point that you made there.
The reason AJ says that is...
If
the Braves win the next two. AJ Cazavelle on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. It struck me that... there were only three managers let go in all of baseball so far this offseason. And I'm not getting the sense that anyone else is going now at this point.
If Dave Roberts doesn't go to the World Series, does he keep his job, you guys? It's a stupid question. I get it. On paper.
Jay Stengler, Luis Rojas, and Mike Shildt. Totally out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
I mean, I don't know what the average number of turnover for Major League manager is, but I usually feel like there's five or six that usually go every offseason.
Yep.
World Series appearances aside, record-wise, I mean, him and Aaron Boone, pretty similar, right? And it was a big question over the last 4 years.
I think Dave's got way more wins than Booney.
Hasn't the Yankees had over, like, right around 100 wins the last 4 years?
Over the last 4 years?
Regular season wins? They both have a lot. Dave has more.
I'm just saying, it was at least a question of whether or not the Yankees would bring back Aaron Boone. I thought they had like four straight 100-win seasons or something.
But Aaron Boone doesn't have a World Series ring that Dave Roberts does have.
How many?
You do that, but that the Dodger fans don't look at it the way you do.
Yes,
they think it's legitimate.
Well, listen. They do think it's legitimate. They also hate Dave Roberts. A lot of them. I mean, I see enough of it to know that that's not the guy that they feel. You know, they want kind of an Alex Cora type. Everybody does now, right? Everybody goes, oh, man, we need an Alex Cora. It's baseball. It's copycat league. It's what they do. The NFL.
You hated Alex Cora with a passion like 4 minutes ago.
I still do. I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying Dodger fans. But, Ben, how many times are you gonna put your Ferrari in the hands of somebody that's supposed to win a race against a bunch of Honda CRVs, and the Honda CRV keeps whipping your ass up and down the track?
Honda CRV is a good vehicle.
It is a good
vehicle.
It is reliable. But you have a Ferrari. You should win that race. You should win that race a lot. You should win a lot more races.
They call the Braves a Honda CRV?
In comparison to the Dodgers, yeah. Absolutely.
Ferraris break down more. They've got a lot of...
If they lose,
time in the shop.
If they lose to the Braves... does he keep his job?
I think yes. I'd be surprised.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that you think is in danger of losing their job at this point?
God, I mean, some of the guys that were extended, like Brandon Hyde, Torey Lovullo, they had like the worst season.
Dusty Baker
could lose his gig. But
does he have even a contract for next season?
No,
I don't think so.
No,
so
he's not even under contract.
I guess he'd be the other one that's still kind of up in the air going forward.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah, me too. Discover a greater variety of music stations than ever before, from country love songs to K-pop, even yacht rock, and everything in between. Download the free Odyssey app today, brought to you by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. All right, tomorrow we will have two more games to talk about, and really both very pivotal, because when you're tied 2-2 like the ALCS, the winner is now catbird seat, one win away from the World Series. But it does feel like even in this 2-1 series, that 2-2 is almost as good as 3-2 for the Dodgers. If they win, they have all the momentum, they got the control, they're the heavy favorites the rest of the series, if they win today. The Braves win, 3-1, you're really going to blow 3-1 leads 2 years in a row? Maybe, but I like where you'd be at.
So juicy!
Good stuff for tomorrow morning.
Here we go.
Great job, especially on that Rindle report, Paul. Thank you very much for Woodsy. I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.